airchecks.com.
89 WLS plays more music.
6 p.m. for the greatest hits.
Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you.
Take me with you on your ride home, and I'll keep the music flowing all evening long.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
John Landecker, WLS.
It's 6 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. The homeward traffic from Chicago's Loop stalls on the river bridges that run north and south out of the city. Four floors up, off Michigan Avenue, in a small studio lit by the white shine of a single lamp, John Landecker prepares for his show by reading the names of records he'll be playing that night from a computerized list. Audience surveys show that within several hours, his voice will be carried into 32 states and heard by nearly 6 million people.
A popular song, Lives Here Forever.
You're about to come up on air, huh?
About 20 seconds, yeah.
You're not nervous or anything?
Oh, I'm always a little bit nervous, yeah. Sure. Especially with National Public Radio and my program director both in the studio at the same time waiting for my first comments. That is, That's right.
Dust in the wind, mere particles upon the land of life.
Good evening, John.
And now, coming to you live from a place we call Chicago, WLS presents John Landecker and his job.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
What is your name?
Marjorie Records Landecker.
No, that's true, right?
That's true.
Many years ago, I came waltzing into the world, right?
You certainly did.
Now, why would you name me? Why would you do that?
Because that's my maiden name. I named you Records.
And was that a tradition at the time, or what?
There have been Records, John Records, for many generations.
And no one ever believes that Records is my middle name. They think it's a joke, you know.
It's no joke. Records truly is your middle name.
Let's call my dad.
Hello?
Dad?
Hello? John?
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
There's someone else here who wants to say hello.
Hello.
Hello?
I'm putting this on the air to prove that Records truly is my middle name.
Well, that's a matter of record.
What is your version of how I got my middle name?
What is his middle name anyway?
Well, his middle name is Records.
Yes. Now, why, though?
Well, the fact of the matter is that this is your mother's maiden name.
That's right. As I've had to explain to many people many times.
I'm glad that I was able to make a contribution to the situation.
You always did really like this rock and roll music, didn't you, Dad?
There's nothing closer to my heart.
John Records Landecker.
WLS 816. I'm John Landecker. This is my final program here on 94.7 WLS this evening. What you've heard so far, if you've been paying any attention, the opening sequence there in the studio was a section of a feature that Scott Simon did on NPR for the radio program All Things Considered. He did two Chicago radio personalities. He did myself and Eddie Schwartz are on that show. Obviously, I don't play Eddie's clip. Oh, I mean, I'm generous, but come on. As we go along tonight, more than saying, you know, this is the last show and things of that nature, I think it's more a salute to radio is what I'm saying. Because I've been doing this for 50 years, which is just unbelievably shocking to me. So that means if somebody's listening and they're 50 years old and they qualify for an AARP card, I started broadcasting where they were born. You know what I suggest? I suggest that I don't think that. But at any rate, when you work long enough in anything and you ask yourself, what's the best thing about it? And this is probably a little trite and you may have heard it from other people, but it is the best thing about 50 years in radio is people. It's the people that you meet along the way that is the cool thing. So, with that in mind, I am going to try to feature as many other people as possible between now and 11 o'clock. And if you're a radio geek, you are going to wet your pants over the next sequence. Coming up in a few minutes, we are going to explain and demonstrate for you how WLS Radio gets its jingles. Coming up on 94.7 WLS. WLS. Creedence Clearwater Revival with John Landecker on his final night at 94.7 WLS. And what follows, I'm sure you have never heard. Well, unless you're some sort of a radio geek. Radio stations play jingles. Where, oh, where do they get those jingles? I have here something I printed out from Jam Productions called Class Action. And this was a demo tape for a jingle company in 1978 for WLS here in Chicago. And their idea was that they would come up here to Chicago. And my program director, John Guerin, suggested that I go in and work with these people to make a demo tape. And ever since, WLS has been getting their jingles from Jam Productions. I find part of this to be absolutely amazing. And I'll tell you what it is when we get there.
This is John Landecker, and Records truly is my middle name, and I'm speaking to you from my place of employment, WLS Music Radio, the big 50,000-watt blowtorch, here in Chicago, Illinois. That's right, I've got the job that you want. Well, you ain't gonna get it. But right now, we're here to present some class action from Jam. It's on the air. We love it a lot. And now, here are all the cuts.
That's it?
What?
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
Oh, why not? Why not?
Well, that is a provocative query, God knows, but this is a jingle demo. It's a key word you want to work with, jingle. Now, take it from me. You've got to talk about flow and image and all that stuff.
Flow and image, yeah. And flow and Eddie,
no.
And flow, she don't know, they've already heard all that stuff. They know that, they know that Jam jingles work great on the air, so, I mean, why go on?
Hey, they came all the way to Chicago, and that's a good track if you can do it, to get you to do this demo, so do it for me. You gotta do something with pizzazz and fire and brimstone, excitement, danger, thrills, edge of the chair shit.
Well, okay, but hey, let's play some jingles first. Hey. Let's hear these great jingles.
Music Radio,
good evening to you out there in Ooh-Ah Land. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you
Here I am in Chicago, ready to answer any and all questions about class action. Let's go to the telephones. Is this a functional unit?
Yeah, why in the world did they decide to call the package class action?
Well, they had to call it something. I mean, you know, what are you going to call it? Here, have some jingles.
Okay, thanks, John.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Hey, John, what would the package sound like for us guys with four call letters?
Oh, I don't know. What would it sound like, Jan Jeffries? Okay, here's the really cool part. Now, I edited for the people, the minutiae, who know the entire package of class action. That's been edited, and some people have been edited out, but that's okay. The people that are left in, I hope you get the idea behind why I'm so incredibly amazed by all of this. This was in 1978 that was recorded. Are you following me? Okay. John Guerin was the program director. He's all, we got, you ready for John Guerin? This is John Guerin.
Yeah, how can I get more?
No, that's not, wait, the next one.
Yeah, why in the world did they decide to call the package class action?
Okay, that's John Guerin. He was the program director. I would come back again in the late 80s and work with him one more time. Then we've got this guy.
Yeah, hey John, what would the package sound like for us guys with four call letters?
That is Jan Jeffries. Now, let me tell you. He's the program director who hired me here at 94.7 WLS so I could have a job. How about that? But that's not the first time. He also hired me, I think it was in the early 80s, at a station called G106, which then became WCKG, and now is News Radio. But in 1978... we hadn't met, and it would be a few decades later before it dawned on me, or Jan told me, I forget exactly the chronological order, that that was his voice on this class action jingle package demo. Okay, the guy you played first, play that again.
Yeah, how can I get more information about this class action package?
That is Ken Levine, who became one of Hollywood's top writers and producers on MASH and Cheers. Now, even more ironically, his dad was general manager of WLS for about, I don't know, overnight. It was a really short tenure in the late 80s. And he came into the studio, and I met this guy in the late 80s. But in 1978... never met, and he records this bit for Jam Productions and all these jingles. Now, here's a little ego trip for you, boys and girls. Have you ever heard anybody on the radio refer to a radio station as a blowtorch or a 50,000-watt blowtorch, or you're listening to a blowtorch, or we're a blowtorch, or what a blowtorch? Do you ever wonder where that came from?
The big 50,000-watt blowtorch.
Right here in Chicago. That is correct. I am claiming copyright law to the expression 50,000-watt blowtorch for a radio station. That was 1978. I had been using it on the air before that. I just didn't make it up for that recording session, and obviously I'm not over it. Now, jingles come, jingles go. Been around a while. This is one of my all-time favorites.
The Rock of Chicago, WLS.
Yes.
What would the package sound like for us guys with four call letters?
I have absolutely no idea. 94.7 WLS, John Landecker on the final line in Chicago. It's 8:40. Tony is starting his video. You know, as long as I'm here with Tony Lozano, I should say thank you to Tony Lozano for everything that he's done since I've been here and putting together stuff for tonight. Now, the other night I said that doing this was like planning a wedding, right? So now that I've mentioned Tony, who else? What does that mean now? Now that he's on the list, then who else should be on the list? Because since he's on the list, and some other people that should be on the list and they're not on the list, they're going to feel slighted. I guess I'll just have to take that chance. But I want to thank Vince Argento for the last-minute save on my parents' clip earlier this hour. And I also want to thank Rick Kempfer, who was my producer for a long time and also helped me write the book, Records Truly Is My Middle Name, and also was the publisher. So, yeah, I guess I probably should thank him. I want to thank my mom, Marjorie Victoria Records, my father, Werner Landecker, my brother, Tom, his wife, Sharon, their son, Will, my daughters, Tracy and Amy. I have a special mention and thank you to Lucy Dobson, Ted Heisel, Tom O'Brien and Art Volo. They were there in the very, very, very beginning. And also a special thanks to Dave Alberry, Jim Donahue, and Mike Rivers, who were, and I'm not going to get into the story, very instrumental in catapulting me into the big time. So I've been on the air for 50 years, and in that time, you work with a lot of people. And as I said earlier this hour, when you look back, what is the best thing about all that time? And I thought the best thing about all that time was indeed the people there that you meet, that you run into. And you've heard of program directors, haven't you? Right. PDs, they're called. And there have been plenty. I've worked with a lot of them. And they're going to be real happy to know that I wrote a song about them. And we'll get to that shortly on 94.7 WLS. Just let your love go like a mountain stream. Okay, 94.7 WLS, Bellamy Brothers with John Landecker, 8:52 on my final night here at 94.7 WLS. And earlier I was talking about how getting ready for this kind of show is like planning a wedding. Because as soon as you mention one person, you go, oh, God, that means I got to get mentioned somebody else. So a few minutes ago, I mentioned Rick Kempfer, and I said that he was a publisher, amongst other things, the publisher of the book Records Truly Is My Middle Name. But as I was saying that in my mind, I went, oh, geez, now I got to say somewhere along the line, I have to thank Dave Stern, who is the other publisher. And then guess who shows up? Dave Stern. Is he on, Tony? No, he's not on.
Not on?
There.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Look at you. So have you ever been on the air before, Dave?
Me and Rick Kempfer, WPGU Premier Funny Men back in 1984.
The Premier Funny Men?
Premier Funny Men, yeah.
What did you do?
Oh, we were crazy. We did
in Champaign?
Champaign-Urbana. Champaign-Urbana. It was the Twin Cities.
The Fight in the Line. The
Fighting Line, yes.
Yeah.
Who played often your Michigan Wolverines.
Yes, they do. And they continue to. So you and Rick started this publishing company.
Yes, we started it.
And the name of it is?
Eckhartz Press. Eckhartz Press.com, where you can get John's book.
Still can get it.
You can still get it. I've got boxes of them. Boxes and boxes and boxes of them in my basement. So
you know,
please.
Sometime in about, I don't know, 25, 30 years, there's going to be a recycling plant somewhere that goes, hey,
right.
Thanks.
Right. Hey, it's paper still.
These are fantastic.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't even know they made these anymore.
Right. That's what we're hoping for. And hopefully you'll have a long, long life in your retirement.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we have books, and please feel free to buy 2, 4, 10.
Now, you actually bought a book that I was supposed to sign.
I do.
Bought a book?
Yeah, someone bought a book, and you need to sign this to Yo. Just Y-O. Maybe Yo-Yo Ma. I don't know.
Yo?
Maybe, yo, yeah, just Yo.
Yo?
Yo. That's what they wanted. Yo, they want thanks for...
Like Yo Mama?
Well, I think you said Yo, but go ahead.
Y-O.
Yo. Yes, Y-O. Why? Do whatever you want. What are they going to do? They can't find you anymore.
All right. All right.
And just thanks for all the years on the radio.
No, no, no. They thank me for all the years on the radio.
Wait, well,
I don't thank them for all the years on the radio.
Whatever.
Well, you know what? I'll do that later because this is getting a little confusing.
Yeah. And anybody who would like John to sign a book, just send us an email. And now that John is retired, I'll just forge his signature then on all these. So that'd be fun. But John, thank you for all the years on the radio.
You're very welcome. All right. I mentioned program directors. And how many you work with over the years. Let's see if I can pull this thing off. All right, Tony, let it roll and see what happens. PDs. I've had a few. And they deserve a certain mention. Formats, they come and go, vying for your attention. PDs, they want to say that your show sucked, and why'd you do that? But then, much more than this, I did it. Ted Heisels, Tom Ambrose, Eric Frisette, Paul Drew, Jack Reynolds, Mike McCormick, John Guerin, Bill Gable, Bob Saint, Sandy Sanderson, Greg Salt, Jan Jeffries, Rick Lippincott, Get Better Rick, Keith Thomas, Kevin Robinson, Jim Smith, Mary June Rose, Kipper McGee, Rick Federici, and Jan Jeffries. Now, Jan Jeffries is in there twice, and John Guerin twice. There was, thank you. There was one more, but I left him out because he wasn't, he's not one of my favorites, what can I say?
Oh, prairie show.
Oh, come on.
Everybody.
All right, church mate. Okay. Got the touch tone coming up at 9:10, and right now it's 9:08:42. So what does that tell you? Well, number one, that we're running a little behind, and number two, it's next. So, be the right caller with the right code word, and you're going to the 30th anniversary concert of Farm Aid on 94.7 WLS. All right, caller 94 312-922-9477. If you know the right code word.
All my friends, the low rider.
You're going to win tickets to Farmy.
The low rider is a little higher.
That's 922-9470. WLS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. You know, instead of engaging in idle chit-chat, let me just ask you this question. What is the code word of the day?
Concert.
That is absolutely correct. And who are you?
My name is Carolyn Romana.
And
how are you?
You are the 94th caller. You knew the code word, concert, and the concert is the 30th anniversary concert of Farm Aid that'll be at the First Merit Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island on September 19th. Congratulations from 94.7 WLS.
Oh, thank you so much. What a great thing. Thank you so much.
As we attempt to read extra meaning into lyrics of songs that really don't matter. I'm still standing. Gosh, I am, even though it's my final show. How did Elton know when he wrote that? 94.7 WLS, John Landecker, last program on this radio station. Speaking of Elton John, it's 9:23. We're going to do some stuff, and then a little bit later, we will join Elton John, Barbie Benton, and Bernie Taupin in the basement of the Playboy Mansion on North State Parkway. But right now, it's time to talk to Art Volo. Hey, Art.
Hey, John.
How are you?
Hey, it's great radio. There's so little great radio. Oh,
okay, I know. All right.
John, it's great radio.
All right.
You paid me to say that, didn't you?
No editorializing. All right, so in a lot of different ways, it's appropriate that you're on, because I have known you for 50 years. Do you realize that?
Well, you just faded out for a second. Were you on the night pattern or something? I couldn't hear what you said.
Well, that would be the technical arrangement. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
You've known me for 50 years, right?
I have.
Yeah.
Since you were in high school.
Right. So you saw me at the very first radio station I ever worked for.
Yes, it was called WOIA, W-O-I-A.
Right. And one night, it was a New Year's Eve.
Yes, it was.
And the radio station let me be the regular host throughout the day, and they called themselves the American Family Stations.
Yeah. You remember that, yes.
Serving southern Lower Michigan and northern Ohio.
Yes.
And they didn't play rock and roll music.
No, they didn't.
No.
But you did.
But New Year's Eve, they said, John, you can go on at midnight. And then I went on at midnight, did you call me or did I call you?
I think I called you because I was babysitting that night.
Right, okay. So Art brings out all his 45s, or at least some of them.
Yes.
And proclaims, quite triumphantly, you are the only FM station on the air in southern Michigan playing rock and roll right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what got me to call you now, so it's appropriate that you're on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you're doing the same thing tonight. You're throwing out the format and doing a good show.
All right. Let me get down to why I really called you.
Why did you call? Why are you bothering me, John?
Okay, last hour I played this. I claimed last hour to be the first person to have used the expression 50,000 watt blowtorch in describing a radio station. And yes. You texted me and said?
I said it was actually Ronald Reagan who coined the term. When he was on WSM in Nashville.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
I know it because I read it in a book, and, you know, it's true. So I could have said
in a book. They said, wait a minute. They said in a book. By the way, Ronald.
No, he really did. I recall this in radio history. It truly is. And it is a big station, just like WLS was and on the AM.
Yeah, but you see, you're implying that perhaps I stole it from Ronald Reagan.
Well, no, you didn't know. You didn't steal it. Mm. But you know, in WSM, WSM stands for We Shield Millions. It was an insurance company.
Art, we don't need the biography.
Well, yeah,
we don't need the backstory on the call letters.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm trying to get to the 50,000 watt blowtorch.
Yeah.
All right. So we can say that I independently came up with that then?
Well, yeah, you probably heard it in your mind, and it was filed away.
That's right. You know what? That'll be the day that Ronald Reagan is speaking in the back of my mind. I'll tell you that.
But Ronald Reagan was also on another 50,000 watt station.
Okay, Art. See, this is the problem. Art, thank you very much.
In Des Moines.
I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, dude.
Bye. There he goes.
The big 50,000 watt blowtorch.
Yeah. 94.7 WLS. 94.7 WLS, John Rickers Landecker, my final show here on 94.7 WLS. Elton John has been getting awards for music for a long, long time. And some of his early awards were in the 1970s. And one of the awards was given here in Chicago at a luncheon at the Playboy Mansion when it was on North State Parkway. And I was invited to be the MC. So I obviously took up that invitation and brought my tape recorder, and there was a whole bunch of media there. But as the afternoon wore on, things got a little looser, and we ended up down in the game room of the Playboy Mansion, And Elton John, Bernie Taupin, Hugh Hefner, and his girlfriend at the time, Barbie Benton, started playing tabletop soccer. I guess that's the best explanation I can give it. And it really doesn't matter. They were playing a game. I had the tape recorder on, and they really got into it.
Goal is scored by the team of Taupin and John.
Come on, baby.
It did not go in. It did not go in. A hot and heavy game.
Look out. Look out.
No, it still refuses to go in. The team of John and Taupin having difficulty. They can make it to the 5-yard line, but they can't put it across, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
in my trouble. Oh,
it's tough down there in the final inches, let's face it. It's getting very hot and heavy. The team of Elton John and Bernie Taupin now 2 points behind the team of Barbie Benton and Hugh Hefner. Another score. Another score has been made by the team of John and Taupin. It is now one. The team of Benton and Hefner leads by only one small point. The game is moving into its... Another score! Ladies and gentlemen, it's a tie game. We are heading into an exciting finale here in the basement of the... Another score! Ladies and gentlemen, the game is over. The team of Elton John and Bernie Taupin has won. The handshakes are being made across the table and congratulatory remarks. A kiss from Elton to Barbie Benton. The game is over.
We bring you a post-game interview with the winner. And the winning team this time was comprised of Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Oh, shucks. It was really tough, you know. We were four down, and Taupin was playing like an absolute bag of wind. And but all of a sudden, you know, we had the British spirit, and we got ahead. We got five in a row, and Barbie and Hef just folded, you know. And we were really lucky, you know, because I really thought that we were in for the silver, but we just...
You did have to come from behind.
I always do. yes, we did, didn't we?
Elton John behind the sunglasses, ladies and gentlemen.
It is indeed.
WLS, rocking the Casbah Clash with John Landecker, the final night of John Landecker at 94.7 WLS. Are you taping this one, Tony? All right, Tony DeSano, producer. Very nice. I have mentioned in interviews at other places about the camaraderie that WLS radio had in the mid-70s and how we just all got along with one another and had the greatest time ever. Doing everything together, working, playing. We were together during the day, during the evening, and during the weekend. And this group added a member, and that was Pat O'Brien, who at the time was a reporter at Channel 5. And I'm sure you know, Pat O'Brien went on to be the first host of Access Hollywood. He did CBS Sports. He's covered Olympics. He's talked to presidents. He's done it all. And he wrote a book, I'll Be Back Right After This, by Pat O'Brien. Now, before I read you a couple of these paragraphs, I have to thank Pat for faxing them to me because I forgot the book at home. And lo and behold, Pat left a message on my phone. And I called him back, and I got his machine, whatever you want to call it, recording. So I explained to him that I had forgotten the book, and would he please fax the relevant portions? And he did. So thank you, Pat. Here's what I was going to get to. Pat's talking about growing up, coming to the Midwest, coming to Chicago. I quickly learned that in Chicago there were three mafias. The Mayor Daley Mafia, the actual Mafia, and the WLS Radio Mafia. WLS was a 50,000-watt radio station that I listened to as a kid in South Dakota because the signal was so strong. It employed the legendary disc jockey Dick Biondi, whose voice and selection of song would turn any wide-eyed kid into a radio freak with dreams of being there. I was one of those kids, and I actually got to be there as the DJs of WLS, the Mighty 89 of the mid-70s, adopted me as their pet TV guy. J.J. Jeffrey, who had a laugh that could never be matched, Bob Surratt, who became one of my best friends and had the ability, I thought, to do anything, and he did, and to round out our crowd, the night guy, John Records Landecker. We would go out with our wives and girlfriends on Friday night and rotate from one apartment to another, and we would drink and smoke pot until the sun came up. I still remember driving home as the sun rose glorious over the city of Chicago, counting the days until the next Friday. I don't think I have laughed as hard as we did since then. In his bestseller, Records Truly Is My Middle Name, John referred to our group as a clique. He left out a lot of details, probably because he's a grown-up now, but those were the days when we all never, ever wanted to grow up. I'll always love and cherish those guys for inviting me into their world and making me feel at home and almost making me die laughing. And you're probably saying to yourself, John, how did those evenings start?
If you have deduced that we are riding at this moment in Bob Surratt's automobile, you are correct. We're on our way, ladies and gentlemen, to a big time in Greektown. I have an impacted wisdom tooth, and I am going to be operated on. That's also why I am not on the air now. Notice how well we come in. Great, that is the John Landecker program. What's that, Bob?
It's never sounded better to me.
Crowded downtown in Greektown Saturday night at the Parthenon. Crowded, Pat O'Brien at Channel 5, NBC News.
For those of you right now in John Landecker's living room listening to this, look around and see how much better your situation is now than it was the night we recorded this.
A far-fetching observation there from Pat O'Brien.
It'll sound good the night we're stoned and we're sitting around your...
Pat, that thing...
Let me just say that we're not, because Pat mentions it on the same tape that I'm not advocating any stonation. Let's get the disclaimer on. Okay. If Pat wants to speak for his little news operation, that's fine.
Okay. And that is the absolute truth. The heaviest thing I ever saw Bob Surratt intake was either Green River or Yoo-Hoo, one or the other. He's as straight can be. And yet he still fit in. How'd he do that?
Hi, this is Robert Lamb.
Hi, this is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago.
Thank you very much. All right. John Landecker's last show here on 94.7 WLS. I've established somewhat of a reputation for a few things. Records Truly Is My Middle Name. Don't Be Nervous, Don't Be Rocky. You're a Teenage Guest is Jackie Now. Boogie Check. And this, Americana Panorama, which I wasn't going to even get into at all until yesterday. I had been invited by Steve Dahl to come in on, how appropriate, WLS AM at about 5:30, between 5:30 and 6 on Thursday. They do Dog Julian and Julian. Sorry. Great guitar player. Poi Dog Pondering. Unbelievable. Anyway, they do this rock music challenge with someone where you'll play a riff of some song. And then, you know, you guess what it is, if you can. And I was ready to do that and not even do anything about Americana Panorama until this happened.
When I was a kid, I used to love
Americana panorama.
Really?
And it was one of the, like, I remember I loved it so much that I actually tried to write one. It was like one of my first attempts
You're
at
kidding.
Writing comedy. I just loved it so much.
You know what that is, Steve?
That bit I do not know.
What it was is it's a pun that ends in a record title.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
A long, elaborate...
there's a big setup where the people go la, 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 and this whole little routine, and it could be about absolutely anything, and the more pot I smoke, the better. The better I thought I got.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple. I'm going to start off with a couple that I remember from the Americana Panorama. So here's the first one.
Jeez.
What, you want to say leave you guys alone for a while?
Who I can see for miles.
There you go.
There you go. And that was about Buddy Miles sweating on stage, and someone like had to come up and read his music for him.
And that was the American Panorama?
Yeah.
That person could see for miles.
Ah.
Wow, this is way better game than I thought.
Because it made me want to get high right there.
Because he's doing these songs based on these stories. This is insane. Okay.
Here's another
one. Dude, you're a legend. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
You deserve it.
Okay.
You'll never know how much I really love you.
Oh, God.
You'll never know how much
Dad. I want to know a secret of the Beatles.
There you go.
Two to nothing, John.
Now, what was that one?
Oh, that was about
Sonny Liston. Wasn't it?
No, it was
about Sucrets.
Sucrets. Do you want to, Noah Sucrets?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome that he did it, that you remember it, and then you made him remember
right.
it.
Right.
Something's wrong with that. Put your headphones on. Something's wrong with this. We only got one channel. Take that out. When we listened to it the other day, it was fine. What's wrong with it now? Well, don't shrug. It's radio.
I don't know.
What's wrong with it now? I want to play. Do we have that?
Yeah,
in our regular library of stuff? So that's the deal. I wasn't planning on doing anything. And boy, did that... Well, I was humbled, surprised, amazed that somebody would remember... So distinctly and in detail, a story that had been told, like, I don't even want to tell you how many years ago. How are we doing? Want to know a secret? Can't you put it in or enter it as something? Like secret or wanna or... No, I don't want want ads by the honeycomb. Sorry, we couldn't bring you the Beatles, but we'll bring you want ads by the honeycomb. Morning, young man, single lad, free. Did it? Well, you know what? Never. Nope. I think we're striking out on this.
Yeah.
Go to. Will the computer play stereo if you go to YouTube? Are the Beatles on YouTube? You know what? Well, I'm playing on this end. Oh! Yes!
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care.
WLS. I'm John Landecker. It's the final hour. The emotions are swirling around. No, they're not. But it is the final hour. This is my last night on this radio station here at 94.7 WLS, and we got some stuff to do. Now, when we started, when the show started, I said that, and I'll restate it, that I've been doing radio for 50 years. And that since I was a senior in high school, junior, senior in high school, and, you know, what do you think about when you look back on your 50 years? Like, what's the best thing? Well, the people. that I came in contact with. And I said I would like to feature them whenever possible, and I'm going to do that now. I think I sort of got off track about the salute to radio, didn't I? Oh, well. Hey, radio. We salute you. Snap through there, soldier. Okay. I almost forgot. One of the things I did at WLS in the 70s was an imitation of Richard Nixon, who was president. Actually, for those who can remember, there was a comedian named David Fry who did a great imitation. And what I did was an imitation of David Fry doing an imitation of Richard Nixon. And, of course, it was the Watergate and all of that. Now, I've said on many occasions, in fact, I said it earlier this evening, that in the 70s at WLS, in the mid-70s, that radio station was unbeatable, okay? It was the best radio station on earth, and I'm not kidding. And one of the reasons why was that everybody just meshed together and got along and had a good time. And I'm going to give you an example of that right now. In doing the Nixon shtick, one of the bits was called Press My Conference. There was a guy named Dickie Goodman who in, I don't know, the late 50s or 60s started what they called the Flying Saucer Records, where he'd tell these stories about Martians landing and then somehow a song title would fit in and they'd take a little clip from the song. You'll see what I mean in case you don't know what I'm talking about. So this is a press conference. The setting is a press conference for Richard Nixon. And as, let's see, how are we going to do this? Newsman Lyle Dean portrays the, you know Lyle Dean? Great guy. Newsman Lyle Dean portrays the unnamed announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Great. Okay. Fred Winston. I sure hope we know Fred Winston. Fred Winston as...
Mr. President, yeah. Tweedle Wisniewski of Popular Mechanic.
And we all know little snot-nosed Tommy. Tommy Edwards, right?
Melvin X. Moon Unit of Boys Life Magazine.
Now, here's a really cool story. Carl Davis as...
Mr. President, Buell Gibbons from Force or Din Din Magazine.
I'm not going to explain what the bit is if you don't know who Carl... Okay, Carl Davis. Now, this underscores everything I've been saying about that radio station at that time. Carl Davis was a record turner. He was a member of the Chicago Musicians Union. And at that point in Chicago radio, the unions were strong. And the radio station was sent a record to play. A member, and this is the God's honest truth, a member of the Musicians Union had to put the record on a turntable and put the needle on a record. And then the member of the Engineering Union would make a tape of the record and then take it in to the studio where it would be played on the air by another engineer, not a disc jockey or radio announcer or whatever you want to call him. So that was Carl's job at WLS at that time. But he came to the station in the 1930s, okay, when it was the Prairie Farmer and there was all sorts of agriculture programming on the air. And he was a musician. He was a singer. He was a songwriter. He wrote something called Kentucky and another one called I'm Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. But the idea that we would all be gathered in one spot and doing something together just for the fun of it, I mean, that's the example I'm trying to bring to you. And now on a completely different level, Linda Marshall as...
Mr. President.
Oh, yes.
Linda Shoelace from Variety.
And I have to say that this is one of the rare occasions that the physical presence of the person matches the voice 100%. Linda Marshall is hot. Seriously, smoking hot. The Tribune did an article on Bob Surratt, and she was the news person, and the Tribune writer described her with a heart-stopping figure. Yeah. Okay, enough of that, John. So what were all these people doing together?
ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Let me make this perfectly clear. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, welcome to my press conference. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Mr. President, yes. Tweedle Wisniewski of Popular Mechanics.
Yes, Mr. Popular Tweedle, what is your question?
In your opinion, what did John Dean do before the Watergate committee?
We all know what he did.
And, Mr. President?
Yes, I am.
What have you done with your tax return?
We all know what I did.
Mr. President?
Yo.
Melvin X. Moon Unit of Boys Life Magazine.
I read that.
Did former Attorney General John Mitchell ever tell you who was not involved in the Watergate cover-up?
Yes, he did.
Well, what did he say?
He said it was
just you and me.
What did you say to him?
I said,
here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Mr. President, Yul Gibbons from Forrest or Din Din Magazine.
Do I remind you of wild hickory nuts?
Some of us have noticed that H.R. Haldeman's hair is getting much longer. Would you care to comment on that?
Let me make this perfectly clear. Mr. Haldeman's hair is getting much longer as your president. I have noticed a change in his entire philosophy. Yesterday, he told me,
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker.
Mr. President.
Oh, yes.
Linda Shoelace from Variety.
You said it, sweetheart.
I have...
Something wrong with your throat?
I have the final question.
The final question!
The final question!
E. Howard Hunt is now behind bars.
Yes, this is true.
What did he say as he entered the jail?
He turned to me with a tear in his eye and said,
I gotta go to the can, man!
WLS. I'm John Landecker. That's Beat It. Michael Jackson, this is the final John Landecker program until, who knows, well, it's the final John Landecker program. I don't know what I was going to say there for a moment. I believe I'm crashing a bit. The adrenaline of doing this is beginning to set in, sort of like the feeling you get in the back of your head when you've had too much coffee. So I want to make sure, because this is the only chance you get to do something like this, that I say a sincere thank you to the people that I work for and also the people I work with here. Dick Biondi, I'll go back to him in a minute. Greg Brown. Now, Greg and I have worked together before, and you know he's a very, what? I'm going to play that song we did together.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to tell everybody.
You know the song? You know, Dick Biondi's next, that rap song we did?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What? I just want to tell everybody that we're losing a great talent, and I'm sure he'll be back on the air somewhere soon.
How do you know?
And everybody that I've talked to said to tell you they love you.
Aww.
And don't stay out there too long.
Okay.
Come on back, because you know how program directors are.
Tell me, Dick, how are they? This is your chance.
Good luck, John. God bless you.
Thanks, Dick. Oh, boy. Am I glad I'm not his boss. Okay. So, Greg Brown, great guy. When I tell you that he starches everything that he wears, it's absolutely true. I got a chance to meet and become friends with Robert Murphy, who I had not known before. Fantastic guy. Danny Lake, had never met him before. Friends. Brant Miller, known him forever. Forever. Joanne Jeanette, got to know her, and she decorated the studio tonight for my little going away soiree. Boogie Check has not been mentioned until now, and because it's the one thing people ask me. Usually two things. Is Records truly really your middle name? They still ask that. They absolutely still ask that. And I never intended that to be an ongoing bit. because it was true, I thought everybody would believe it, and then that'd be the end of it. But apparently, what do I know? So I continually answer that, and also references the boogie check. Although one guy for the first time today said to me, out of the clear blue sky, didn't ask my name or where I worked. He goes, hey, are you Don't Be Nervous, Don't Be Rocky, you're our teenage guest disc jockey now? I said, yeah, that's me. So boogie check deserves at least its place in this final show. And I'm not going to go through the whole reason that it came on the air. But I will tell you that at its time, AM rock stations in the United States did not take phone calls from listeners except to do a request or a dedication. And the feature was so distinctive at the time that Scott Simon of the NPR classic show, All Things Considered, came into the station and boogie check was part of his report. We take you now. So this is going to be the most intellectual explanation of boogie check ever. We take you now to NPR and Scott Simon.
One special feature of John Landecker's time on air is what he calls the boogie check of life, where calls are answered live and then dispatched with a quip, a jeer, or simple slam.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I want to know where you live.
In Chicago.
Where in Chicago?
Why do you want to know?
I want to send you a letter.
What kind of letter? Right, the kind that explodes. Are you talking to me?
I have a collect call from John Stevens. Will you pay for the call?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Is that anybody to say hello?
Good evening, John.
Say, who are you saying hello to tonight?
Good evening, Skokie.
Skokie? Hey! What a controversial suburb. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
About what?
What's your favorite rock group?
Stalactite.
What's that?
Stalactite. Mammoth Caves, Kentucky. Are you talking to me?
I sure am.
About what?
That sexy voice you have.
What about it?
It sounds good.
Well, how old are you?
38.
I guess it would.
Bang. I mean, that was not altogether kind.
That's true. Quite frankly, saying to a 38-year-old person that you would is not funny in itself. However, in the context of saying it at that pace, hitting the line at that point, that is more entertaining than having it hang there by itself.
Is there a harshness to the humor in that, though, that everybody just kind of understands?
No, they don't understand it all that much.
I mean, is she likely to hang up and be shattered?
No, she knew she might be hung up on even getting into it. I do a disclaimer, if you noticed. Yeah. What follows has nothing to do with anyone's reality, most of all me. So if I hang up on you or give you a line, that doesn't mean that I really mean it. Mm-hmm. I'm only doing it in the sense of entertaining the radio audience at that point, you know? And anything. I will say anything.
You know, what a rockin' station we were at the time. You hear that song in the background? Too much, too little, too late. Who was that? Wasn't that like the Johnny Mathis and, I don't know, Adele Getty? I don't know. I can't remember. I thank you. I'm glad I don't remember who sang Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Anyway, so that's the biggest load of BS you'll ever hear about Boogie Chick. By the way, on a personal level, I would like to say hello to my daughter Amy and her friend Lauren, who are listening in California, and also my granddaughter Lola and her father Jackson Lynch, who are also listening in California. Coming up at 11 o'clock, of course, it'll be the Dick Biondi program. Now, a couple of years ago, I got my first smartphone, right? First iPhone. So you start downloading all these crazy apps, and one of them was like a rap recording app. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting in here one night, and songs are playing on the air, and Dick comes in, and just out of nowhere, I push a button on the cell phone, okay, and do something. And it came out Like, this is John Landecker and Dick Biondi rapping together. DWA, DJs with Attitude. And the Dick Biondi is next rap.
Okay, I gotta say thing. Okay, I gotta say thing. Okay, I gotta say thing. Okay, I gotta say, it's the man, it's the myth, it's the legend.
Oh, would you stop with that?
Oh, I stopped with that. He doesn't like it at all, but he's Dick Biondi. Oh. And he's coming on next. Mad at it, 47 WLS, that's what it's all about. It's all about.
Okay,
I gotta say, it's the man, it's the myth, it's the legend.
Yeah. Oh, would you stop with that?
Oh, I stopped with that. He doesn't like it at all, but he's Dick Biondi. Oh. And he's coming on next.
Yep, that's right.
WLS,
that's right. And he is on 94.7 WLS. All right, who invented putting video in cell phones? Tony, 94.7 WLS. How are you going to do this while... Okay, all right. John Landecker, the final minutes of the final show. Oh, what's he going to do? What's he going to say? Well, I can tell you this. There is not going to be any long, emotional... Oh, another shout-out to my granddaughter, Lola. That's part of the big ending. Who I'm going to see real soon, as a matter of fact. And that's one of the reasons I'm leaving. Where was I? Oh, there's going to be no big, long, emotional thing. You know, as a matter of fact, to help me... close everything out. I'm calling upon the radio spirit of Wolfman Jack.
Well, there ain't no more, baby. Certainly had fun. My microphone had fun. My earphones had fun. My records had fun. The engineer had fun. Everybody here had fun. You folks just fun to be with. Be good to each other and love every single day. Come on, let's get on this love train and boogie on out of here. Thank you, everybody at WLS. Thank you, everybody in Chicago. Bye.
So, like...
Clap your hands.
All right. All right.
All right.
Love, 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 Bob. Bob Surratt went on vacation.
Come on, dance, man.
All right. Bob Surratt went on. Oh, jeez. Bob Surratt went on. I want to get a word in here. Bob Surratt.
The news is next.
No, the news. The news is not next. How many times am I going to tell you? The news is not next. We don't do news anymore. All right. What was it? Where was I? Oh, Bob Surratt went on vacation, and Wolfman Jack came in to do the show.
You know that?
And I stuck around with the microphone, obviously, and I was also making a movie of it. So while he's doing, yeah. So while he's doing this, Love Train,
Love Train
is playing in his headphones, and then he'll cut the mic, and you'll hear the song. You'll see. I want to thank everybody I ever worked with, everybody I ever worked for. I want to thank everybody who ever listened. I want to thank my wife, Nika, and everybody else I was ever married to.
Oh, prairie sh**. Everybody.
Judy, Paula, and Laura. All right. Bye-bye.